So, you want to sound more engaging? Well, don't fear, it's not as hard as it sounds, okay? No matter what you think about your own voice, you can add different dynamics and actually have more variety in the way you speak and become more engaging. It's really simple, actually, how not to bore people to tears, to sleep, or even worse, to death. And I promise you, after these three simple, easy steps, not only will your mind be blown, but you'll be blown away by how much people are telling you how dynamic and engaging your voice is. Isn't that what you want? Great, that's why you're here. Let's get into it. Step one, take a sheet of paper and a pen or pencil. Pencil's likely better, but you might not have one because they're from the last century. I prefer that you use paper and pen as opposed to a computer or a phone because you might want to be marking down and changing things around. At the top of the paper, you're going to write in large letters, in capitals, dynamics. Then, once you've written that, you're going to draw a line down the center of the paper, separating the paper in half. We're going to write on each side of this line different efforts, okay? So on the right side, I want you to write sudden. And on the other side, sustained. Then below that, you're going to write strong. Light. Then below that, you're going to write direct and indirect. These are the only stimulus you need to make a very engaging and dynamic voice with plenty of variables. And how are we going to do that? Quite simple. By combining different elements from one of these three, there are eight different efforts that we can create. And those eight different efforts could, in a sense, be eight different characteristics to your voice, or it could be eight different attitudes that you bring. It's really how you see that is really up to you, and where you use them we'll go through in step two and three. But for now, let's just get an understanding of what they are. So if we take sustained, direct, and strong, that is given the term pressing. Okay, so now to give you an example of pressing, you think of something that's... doing that. Can you do that with your voice? So it's sustained, it's in one direction, if you like, it's very purposeful, but this is also strong, and it's kind of continuous. So this is pressing. Now, can you do that with your vocal quality? So sudden would be something like, lots of sudden movements there, like pa, that's sudden, ha, ha, the attack. I've got quite a sudden dabby voice. We'll go through dabbing in a bit. But to press seems to kind of slow me down without trying to slow down. It's more sustained. So a sustained noise might be, and that's kind of pressing. So if, for example, I was talking in a way that is pressing, it tends to slow me down, but it's also very on voice, very clear because it's pressing, it's strong and direct and sustained. Therefore, at the end of the day, I sound like an angry politician who's telling you off for being a bad citizen. Or something like that. That's just my take on it. So the next one we're going to look at is punching, right? This is also known as thrusting. But with punching, it's got the strength and the directness of pressing, but it's quicker. So it's like a punch, like a thrust. So you push it there very fast. Now, this could be something where a parent is telling off their child. Again, it's got this strength to it. And this directness kind of gives it a sense of authority, doesn't it? I'm not sure how to see that, but that's just my take on it. Again, how you take these is up to you. But punch, can you punch with your voice? Very direct. Very strong, but more sudden. So now we've got pressing and punching. You can just use these to affect the way you're talking. And already, maybe went from one into the other, and we've got a dynamic already, because they're sort of vaguely different, but only one different sort of part of that effort has changed. So what's next? We've got slash. Now, moving on from the punch, slash has got strong and sudden elements to them, but then it's indirect. Now, so the reason it's indirect is because it's not so focused. So so a punch is very direct and forward, or a thrust, but a slash is like chopping a sword, boom, it kind of goes cross diagonally. So the intention isn't as focused. So if I were to talk like this, I might even physicalize moving, but indirect. So it could be really anything. You know, when someone's trying to put something off, oh, no, don't talk to me about that. They're kind of indirectly kind of throwing you off. They don't have a focus. So taking away the focus from the punch makes it a slash. All right. Again, what does that do for you? What did you get from that? Does that make you think of anything? Does it give you inspiration? And remember, most of these are just inspiration. It's to give you ideas for vocal dynamics and becoming more engaging. So staying with the strong element and indirect, like with the ring, this is sustained again. So like the pressing, but it's called ring, right? So if you imagine you're taking a towel and you squeezing it out. Now, if I was to talk like that, it's not really direct, but it is sustained and strong, and somehow I've just turned into someone from a Guy Ritchie movie. Maybe it's the bald head, I don't know. I don't know what it is. It could be angry drunk cockney, I don't know. Really, am I thinking, could it be done in another accent? I don't know, it just kind of happened naturally. So that's my kind of take on ringing. Again, that was sustained, indirect and strong. So then again, these are food for thought. They're just ideas, inspiration. Well, what's next? Let's have a look. So if we took the indirect idea from that and the sustained one, but made it light, it's called floating. So this indirect is not quite, it's not really purposeful in any direction, but it's not hard, it's light. You know, it's delicate, it's more soft, but it's not really going anywhere, and it's called floaty. And can you imagine this doing anything to your voice? These three elements to make this effort of float away. Who knows what it could be? What does that do to you? What kind of person speaks like that? What kind of situation would that kind of approach be correct? We'll come to that in a bit, but you know, let's go through the next one. The next one is gliding. So keeping the sustained element of the last one and the lightness, but now it's direct. So it's gliding. So rather than thrusting or pressing, which was pushing towards very hard, this is a lot more lighter, and perhaps this one has more of a newsreader approach to it, whereas, oh, it's calming, isn't it? It's very calming, hypnotic, hypnosis. If you listen to my voice, the sound of my voice, perhaps you'll go out and buy the full course from my website at vocabilities.com. Yes, and when you wake up, you will take your credit card out of your pocket and send me all your money. Please don't do that. Actually, no. I probably won't put this into the video unless it's incredibly hilariously funny, in which case I will. I doubt it though. If it still makes it in, then I'm still f***ing rambling and you're still listening, which means comment what a plonker I am in the video. Yeah, so the next one is a flick. So this is light again, but it's also sudden and indirect. So like a flick, 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 flick. It's like I wonder if there's like a fly coming around. I'm confused. It's kind of confusing, isn't it? I'm not too sure. Short, sharp, indirect, and light. So, what does this do to my voice? I know you're wondering how these make you more engaging, but if you're still watching this video, perhaps you're engaged. But very similar to that, and is more like my own accent, the way I speak myself, is dabbing, which is sudden, but this time direct and light. So this one is, you know, more direct, it has a purpose. It's more like, it's more like a little prod. Hey, you, hey, come here. Oi, I'm talking to you. There you go. So those are the 8 efforts taken from Laban. Used in such a way that we can use it for our voice. And I hope that you can figure out some dynamics from those that you can use in your own accent. Now, let's see how we can put these into a working environment, okay? You could put these into a speech, for example, but what I'm going to do now is forget these for a second, yeah? We're going to come back to them again on step 3. But for step 2, we're going to find a different inspiration, a different stimulus to get us to change our voices without thinking too much, because this is kind of an analytical way to do it. That's why it's really good to put these things in your body so you're not thinking too much. The idea is that when we practice this, we end up letting go of them, and we just somehow remember with our bodies how to speak more with more dynamics, if you like, and to become more engaging. But so the next one, we're going to use some copyright free music. Step 2, we're going to become voiceover actors for a second. Now, you might be here because you are a voiceover actor and want to find out these, you know, ways of being more engaging. But you could be a public speaker. You might be someone who's professional. I don't, you know what brought you here. But we're going to find some copyright-free music from YouTube. And I've picked 4 songs here for the example. And we're going to play them and speak a short bit of text over the top of them without me telling you how to do it. I'm just going to show you what I get out of it, and you can pick different songs and practice in your own way, because you know they're copyright free. So let's have a look. What's first? So we've got a song called 360 No Scope by The Soundlings, and this comes under the title of dramatic. So the text is in the description box below. There's also a little download where we can get the full text of this, but this is just one paragraph. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to play the music, get a sense of it, and then I'm going to speak this over the top however I feel appropriate. Right, so this is trying to match the tone of this script. I'm going to use the same script for all 4, but this is trying to match the tone with the music. So let's see what it does. Where's the music? Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who'd been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Okay, right, so you may or may not have known what that text was, but that was dramatic, and I was just allowing the music to dictate how I said it. I didn't really have to put too much into it. But could you notice what efforts there were? I'm not asking you to think of it now, but something might have come to you. And if so, it's worth noting, because what we're going to do later on is you're going to start noticing what you do. So next, let's try another one. This is also by The Soundlings, and this come out under Calm. So the last one was dramatic. This one's Calm. And this one's called Glaze My Ego. Let's see what happens. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Boom. Now, I just spoke in a way that I thought was appropriate for that. But already it's a very different tone, right? It's a whole different kind of approach. Somehow the music really helps. It really helps to sort of give you that stimulus, that idea. Now, because the music is changing, you might not really need to do too much to your voice. But imagine if you don't have the music, or you're on stage, or you've got a speech. There's going to be elements from within that that you know has a certain feeling to it, or maybe emotion, or has a certain something that you want to portray. You could have the music in your head, or you can just know that this particular part has to be spoken, you know, with ease or like calmly, or one part has to be dramatic. And so using these and the impetus from the efforts in the step one, you could really start to make a change to different parts of your speech, or if you're a voiceover artist, to different parts of the script. Let's have a look. Let's try another one. There's two more. Let's give them a go. Number three is also by the Soundlings, and it's inspirational. It's called Simping on You. Let's have a look. Simping on You. Hello. It's going to kick in, isn't it? Oh, wait. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. yeah, I love doing this stuff. Okay, so you see what happened there? I went with the music. I like whatever it made me feel, and that's hugely important, because everyone's going to take something different, you know, from these things. And that's what's important, not to just try and stay stuck in, there's only one way to do it. But your way is always going to be the most engaging, because it's you doing it and it's from your interpretation. Come, let's try one more. This one's Tough Times by Jeremy Corpus, and it's called Angry. Ooh, so because it's called Angry, I probably already know how to do it. Let's have a look. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Now, one thing I just realised is I've not done a warm-up today, and I've just gone straight into this. Very important at this point to do a warm-up, especially if you're going to be getting hangry. So I'm not sure how well I did at that one, to be honest with you. I think it was very similar in tone to the first one, where I was, you know, Jason Statham for a moment. But the idea is that you play, is that you practice playing and just making it up. There's no right or wrong. However, the more you do this, the more in touch you're going to be, and the more engaging you'll become, because those dynamics is what draws people in. But also the appropriateness. You know, if you're doing something in a very different tone to where you are, I'll give you an example. Let's play that last song again, and I'm gonna do something completely wrong. You know, as it just really shouldn't be. Where are the songs? Let's have a look. Oh, let's just go back to this one again. Let's wait for the drop. Sarah Perry is a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. Totally wrong, right? Totally wrong. That was kind of floaty over the top of that sort of dynamic, hard-hitting, punchy music. So again, I've gone back to the efforts, and they can be useful. Step three is taking these ideas, these inspiration, find some songs, take this text, this small paragraph, or perhaps download the full sheet off my website. The link is also in the description box below. And what I want you to do is just record. You don't have to record the whole thing, maybe just this paragraph, and try to do it in the different efforts. Take your time, record yourself and listen back and see how accurate you feel you are to each one. You know, for the, let's have a look, the press, punch, slash, ring, float, glide, flick and dab. You know, record it 8 times, listen back, and you might find that, oh, they sound far too similar. So then what do you need to do to make them more different? And this is not that you're going to take this into the real world or into your speech or into your speaking engagement. It's more that the more you practice this and listen back and have a better idea about what you're doing, the easier it is for you to just draw on them whenever you want, wherever you are, and in whatever situation. And eventually, after practicing doing this consistently, you will start to become more engaging because you'll have a better understanding of A, what you sound like, B, what you can do to better affect the appropriate emotions and actions in each speaking environment. And that's magic. That's how you do it. This is the easiest and most straightforward way there. But without practicing, recording and listening back, you're not going to get there as fast. It's all about self-awareness. And when you're aware, then you're much better able to adapt and change what you do and be more engaging. And that is how you do it. I hope this has been useful for you. Thank you so much for watching. I'm Darren McStay. This is Improve Your Voice. And until the next time, stay at it, keep practicing, be consistent, and look after your voice.